USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bad news on the producer price index numbers. The Labor Department reported Thursday that the PPI climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. It's Texas versus New York City on illegal immigration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Burn pit legislation is now law.
President Joe Biden, whose elder son, Beau, died of cancer years after deploying to Iraq, signed legislation on Wednesday expanding federal health care services for millions of veterans who served at military bases where toxic smoke billowed from huge burn pits. We owe you, Biden said. You're the backbone. You're the steel. You're the sinew. You're the very fiber that makes this country what it is. Estimates of affected troops run to 3.5 million. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Marusso.
The FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home by heavily armed FBI agents and the silence by Justice Leaders Garland and Ray have many viewing the raid as a weaponized branch of the government. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News.
What the FBI did was an appalling display of abusive power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana on Wednesday in a blast that damaged 39 other homes. The explosion happened just before 1 p.m. local time. Some of the homes were damaged so severely that they were not safe to enter, and a search for more victims was on hold and not finished by Wednesday evening. The White House has decided to selectively answer questions on the President Trump home raid by heavily armed FBI agents.
Again, I'm just not going to comment on any reaction to what happened yesterday. We are going to refer any incoming to the Department of Justice. I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't know what you guys are calling it before it happened.
The FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home can be seen as a political tactic used in a third world country. So says Representative Glenn Grothman, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Well, I think overall this right now makes President Trump appear a martyr. As a matter of fact, I knew several people yesterday who in Wisconsin primary day actually voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate to show support for President Trump. In other words, they were going to go for the other candidate and flip for Trump. So I think this is the type of thing that makes President Trump more popular and people view him as a victim. They know these things are politically motivated.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.